Canada has denied political asylum to a U.S. soldier opposed to the war in Iraq. Jeremy Hinzman can now be deported from Canada. In the U.S., he faces military charges of desertion. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
Jeremy Hinzman came to Canada about 15 months ago. He originally deserted 2 years ago, about 1 week before his unit, the 82nd Airborne, was scheduled to ship out to Iraq. Hinzman, now 33, believes the war is illegal, that he shouldn't be forced to fight it. He also says he formally requested conscientious objector status before the U.S. decision to go to war in Iraq. His request was turned down by the military. When confronted with the reality of being sent as a rifle-toting infantryman to Iraq, he decided it was better to desert. Jeremy Hinzman.
I applied for conscientious objector status after about a year and a half in the Army, after I realized that I couldn't kill people. I didn't ask to get out of the Army. I told my commander, I'll be Operation Human Shield. I'll be a combat medic. I'll do anything. I just don't want to shoot other people.
When Hinzman came to Canada, he applied for status as a refugee. Under the UN treaty that covers refugees, that means he has to have a well-founded fear of persecution if he wants to be deemed a refugee and stay here. Canada has granted refugee status to Russian soldiers who refuse to fight in Chechnya and soldiers in other conscript armies, but the one-man panel that heard his case refused to rule on the legality of the U.S. war in Iraq. In the end, it said that he would receive a fair hearing in U.S. military and civilian courts and that he had no basis for his claim as a refugee. Hinzman's lawyer, Jeffrey House, believes the panel erred in its decision to ignore the status of the war.
From our point of view, it cannot be the case that a war is illegal and yet it's fine to imprison people who don't want to participate in the illegality.
The question of the war's legality isn't just a bargaining point. Canada's Attorney General has stated that he believes the U.S. war in Iraq is contrary to international law. Audrey Macklin is a law professor and a former member of the Immigration and Refugee Board, which heard Hinzman's plea. Macklin believes one of the biggest factors against Hinzman was that he was American. Canada has never granted refugee status to an American, even though several hundred cross the border each year and claim to be refugees.
There is certainly a great resistance to the idea of recognizing countries that are generally believed to be human rights respecting democracies as being able to produce refugees.
But both Hinzman and his lawyer like to point out that before the days of the UN Treaty on Refugees, Canada did allow Americans fleeing military service to stay. Canada accepted an estimated 150,000 draft dodgers during the Vietnam era, and at least 500 deserters also fled to Canada. The house where Hinzman was originally sheltered in Toronto is run by a Quaker woman who also cared for Vietnam-era draft dodgers. Macklin says that she had some difficulty with the ruling in the Hinzman case, without going so far as to say she would have ruled differently, but she does make it clear that Hinzman's argument isn't that far-fetched, at least not given Canada's history with refugees.
If one accepts that the United States Army has been involved in committing acts of, let's say, torture or abuse or acts in violation of the laws of war, then he could quite reasonably say, look, I signed up to fight according to the laws of war, but not to commit violations.
Hinzman's lawyer has said he will immediately appeal the ruling. There are at least 9 other deserters from the U.S. Armed Forces that have claimed refugee status in Canada. Each will get their own hearing before the panel. In the meantime, Hinzman is working and living with his wife and child. His appeals could take several years. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.